Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah He, will continue talking about the Averot that somebody would get Henek for, which is strangulation, which is a Navi Sheked. Mishnah says, Navi Sheked, and a false prophet, Habit Nabe Al Ma Shelo Shama, if somebody says a prophecy in the name of Hashem, and he never heard a prophecy, he's making it all up, or Uma Shelo Ne'emad Lo, or there was a prophecy that was said to somebody else, but he's reporting it in his own name. Mitato bide adam. He's put to death by the Bet Din. The human court puts him to death through henek, through strangulation. Avala koveshet nivuato. But if somebody who's actually a prophet holds back his prophecy, he was supposed to spread it to other people, but he never told anybody about it. Vehamevater al divrei navi. Or if somebody disregards the words of a navi, venavi she'avar al divrei atzmo. Or a navi who violates his own word, the prophecy that he received, he goes against it. Mitato bide shamayim. He's put to death by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the hands of heaven. He's going to die in early death. Shine emar, anochi edrosh mi'imo. Like the Pasuk says, Hashem talking, I will demand from him. Hashem is going to exact punishment on that person. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav, the last Mishnah. In the Perek, covering the last four Averot we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, where we said the punishment is Henek, which is strangulation by the Bet Din. Mishnah says, Hamitnabe b'shem Avodah Zarah. Somebody gives a prophecy in the name of an Avodah Zarah, an idol. Ve'omer, kach amira Avodah Zarah. And they say, the idol told me the following. Afilu kiver d'halacha. Even if the claim is that the idol told him the correct halacha in line with the Torah. For example, letameh tatameh ultaher tatahor. He said that the idol told me this pure thing is pure or this impure thing is impure. This person is still guilty. He's giving a prophecy in the name of Avodah Zarah and therefore he's executed by strangulation. We mentioned earlier on that if you have a na'ara hame'orasa, a na'ara, who's a 12-year-old girl, and she commits adultery while she's halachically engaged, which is erusin, but before she had nisuin, which is halachic marriage, then she is punished by stoning, not by strangulation. A case of a na'ara, though, who did have nisuin, who was fully married, and she committed adultery, in that case, she would be executed by strangulation. Will list one exception to the rule, where even if nisuin did not fully happen, she still gets strangulation as opposed to stoning. Mishnah says, Habal eshet ish, if a man has relations with another man's wife, kevan shenichnesa lirshut habal nisuin, once she enters the husband's home, for the purpose of doing nisuin, afal pi shelo nivala, even if she never had relations with her husband, Haba aleha hareze behenek. And then another man had relations with her before she had relations with her own husband. The adulterer, the person who had relations with her, is eventually punished with strangulation, not by stoning. Nisuin never happened yet. So technically, she's still a na'ara hame'orasa. She's still technically a 12-year-old girl who only is halachically engaged. But we say the exception to the rule, once she enters reshut haba'al, once she enters her husband's domain, she is punished with henek, strangulation, as opposed to stoning, and she's not a na'ara, not the same law as a regular na'ara, ha-me'orasa. Ve'zomemeh bat kohen, if you have zomemim witnesses who give false testimony about the married daughter of a kohen, and they claim that she committed adultery, we punish those false witnesses with strangulation, ubo'ala, and a man also who had relations with the daughter of a kohen is also punished with strangulation. Shekol hazomemin makdimin le'ota mita. In all other cases of zomemim witnesses, people who were plotting witnesses who gave false testimony, and they tried to get somebody else punished in the Bet Din, we go ahead and we give them the same type of execution that they accused somebody else of a sin that other person would have received. That's what the halakha is with Edim Zomemim, which we'll elaborate more on in Masechet Makot. The witnesses who gave false testimony about somebody to try and get them a certain punishment, they then in turn receive that same punishment. For example, let's say somebody falsely accused an individual of stealing 100 zoos, and then they find out that he was a liar. The false accusation, the person who made that accusation, then has to pay, or gave a false testimony, has to pay 100 zoos instead. Same thing with execution. If he was trying to get somebody killed through execution of henek, of strangulation, they also would have to get henek as well. Putting them to death in any other way would not be allowed. But there's an exception. Hutz mizomemeh bat kohen, a zomem witness who testified that the daughter of a kohen committed adultery. If the woman was technically guilty, the execution would be serefa, would be burning. But when it comes to zomem witness who testified falsely about her, they're still put to death with strangulation. And the reason for that being is ubu'ala, the man who had relations with a bat kohen, the daughter of a kohen, is also somebody who eventually is put to death through strangulation as opposed to serefa, through burning. Usually when a man and woman have adultery, they would receive the same punishment. But in this unique scenario, the man is killed with strangulation and the woman is killed with burning. What we say here is the zomem witnesses who are trying to plot and have this couple, this man and this woman, falsely lied and accused them of having adultery, the zomem witnesses receive the same punishment as the man, not as the woman, and therefore they would receive henek, strangulation, these witnesses, like the man would have received if he was actually guilty, as opposed to serefa, which is the punishment the bat kohen, the daughter of the kohen, would have received if she was guilty. Hadran alach masechet Sanhedrin.